We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
And so far, a week ago, last week, I had a few days scheduled off. And our plan at that time was for Mr. Mike Ferguson to come in and fill in and take the reins while I was off. And Mike had to call in sick. And at first, he wasn't quite sure what was going on. And then he got his diagnosis. We've asked him to join us on the phone this morning. And, Mike, we're all thankful that you're feeling better, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a pretty rough week and a half or so, man. I hope nobody has to go through what my last couple weeks have looked like.
Oh, I know. You when you first got a hold of us, you just thought you had some sort of upper respiratory thing going on, right?
Yeah, I went into, one of the urgent care, just local clinics, and like, oh, yeah, you've just got a cold that's settled into your chest. No big deal. And boy, were they wrong. That's for sure. I in fact, turned out to have the COVID-19 coronavirus.
Wow. You told me that it's still you're still having a little trouble keeping your breath, right? Catching your breath?
Yeah, I'm not done with the whole thing yet. I am home from the hospital. I was in for, 8 or 9 days or something like that. Wow. And, I'm at the point now where I still have to be quarantined here at the house while basically, we finish working whatever is left out of my body. But, yeah, there may be a cough or two. I'll do my best to keep them at a minimum.
Well, don't worry about that. I mean, people hear all kinds of things about what this is like. Can you describe the symptoms? I mean, clearly it was serious enough that you were in the hospital and then you got treatment for it. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I went in a few Mondays ago just because of, a terrible, terrible cough and fevers. The thing is that there's such a long list of symptoms, and as far as we can tell, nobody checks them all. You check off a few, and so it could be coronavirus, it could be just the flu, it could be allergies. That's one of the tough things. So I went in on a Monday, and all they were doing at that point, just as a matter of policy, was we're going to test you, we're going to do the scrape thing, and then we're going to tell you to quarantine. And they told me later, they said we had no way of treating people, all we're trying to do is minimize the spread. Well, and then by the end of the week, I was back in because I was having trouble keeping my breath and I was coughing, so hard it was disorienting. And that's when I got admitted to the hospital. And that was, Wednesday or Thursday over a week ago. And I was in for, like I said, over a week. In a word, it's just miserable. I actually ended up in the ICU for a few days because my lungs just couldn't hold any oxygen, because man, this thing just goes after your lungs, it attaches, and it just attacks it incessantly. It's just pretty brutal.
I want to let you share this, but I did see your lovely wife Rachel put a couple of posts up on Facebook to reassure people that you were doing better. What did they use to treat you?
There was and I don't remember the name of it, but it was kind of that anti malarial medicine.
Chloroquine?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Was it chloroquine? Hydroxychloroquine?
That sounds right. Yeah, that sounds right. And I was just on that for 3 or 4 days, but within a couple days, I really noticed that I was feeling stronger. And that's not something they give you a prescription for that you go pick up at Walgreens or anything like that. But that really, I think, helped turn the corner. But other than that, I mean, what they're doing is there's a cocktail of of other, you know, cough suppressants. And for me, it was just a ton of oxygen that they just kept forcing into me, especially when I was in the ICU. And of course, the nurses are having as little contact as they can with people because they don't really know what they're dealing with. So it's not like they can come in and treat you for it. It's a matter of containing, and it's a matter of you know, just keeping the patients alive while it kind of works its way through your body.
Wow. Where did you end up being hospitalized, Mike?
At the Missouri Baptist. And they did a wonderful job. Wonderful job. But, you know, it's funny with all the nurses. I joked with the nurses as I was leaving. I said, you guys have been helping me for over a week, and I haven't the slightest idea what any of you look like because you're all in those spacesuits.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet. I was going to ask if you could describe what it was like inside of the hospital, but that sort of sums it up if they were all in protective gear, right?
Yeah, and they've got an entire process to where, you know, they're minimizing contact. So I only really had contact with somebody, excuse me, three or four times, you know, a day when they'd come in with medications to check vital signs, you know, to bring food. And they're very open. They said, you know, we're minimizing contact for us. And then they've got this entire procedure to where, you know, when they leave, there has to be somebody on the other side of the door. They, you know, take off, you know, a couple layers of the protective gear, and then they, you know, move out the door and hand off other stuff. But when I say protective gear, I'm not talking about they just have, you know, some rubber gloves and a mask on. I'm talking like three layers of stuff, you know, just layer upon layer. There's a goggles, and then there's the shield that comes down over the face, you know, and then the gloves. I mean, and there is a, you know, just as many barriers as they can get between them and the virus, because once they're done with my room, they've got to suit up and go into somebody else's room.
Mm-hmm. And Mike, there's been a lot of talk over how people get the virus. Do you have any idea? Had you been traveling? Do you have any clue where you might have picked that up?
Yeah, the best we can tell when we went back through the timeline is the most likely thing is right before, you know, a couple weeks before I was supposed to fill in with your show, which I'm really bummed I didn't get to do. I filled in another market for a whole week, and so I had a couple days off, and I just took the train up to Chicago, you know, went to the sports museums and, you know, an Irish pub, and went and checked out some blues, and just took a few days just to kind of bum around Chicago. And as near as we can tell, that's probably where I got exposed to it. And where, who knows? Could have been a coffee shop, right? Could have been a restaurant, could have been, you know, when I went and saw some blues music being played. But our best guess is that I was in Chicago.
Well, my friend, we're glad that you are on the path to recovery, and our prayers are with you that you're back on your feet soon, and we can get you back in there to work.
I can't wait. I'm still probably a week and a half or so before I'm cleared to go anywhere, but I'm ready to get back to work and get back on the air. I really, really appreciate it. My parting thought is to everybody, please take the warning seriously. Debate the politics of it. That's great. There's a lot of stuff that's worth debating. But when it comes to just protecting yourself and your family, man, please listen to the warnings. Please listen. This thing is not a joke.
Mike, we appreciate you, my friend. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.